I'm at the home of the Sculptor Society Gold Coast, and sitting with me is Christine Allen, the president, and Marilyn Cawthorne, the treasurer. I'll start with you, Christine. Can you explain this exhibition? It's a little bit different to other ones that people might expect.
Yes, it is a little bit different. We've been running this exhibition for 9 years now, and it gives the Gold Coast Society an opportunity of being able to ask all members in all media if they would like to exhibit their works of mainly exotic and erotic art. It's very much always been in the art scene, passion, desire, love, and this is a platform for artists to actually exhibit their work in a serious way, but at the same time it's very much fun and tongue-in-cheek.
It is called 50 Shades of Clay, which I just am so impressed by that pun. Who thought of that one?
Our previous president, Ian Haggerty, actually came up with that. So we thought that was a rather fun way to describe it, and very current.
So as you just previously mentioned, it is tongue-in-cheek. Even though the artworks that I'm looking at now are brilliant, it is a fun exhibition. I know that if some people might read the flyers seeing adults only R-rated, they might get an impression that they're going to be walking into a pornography exhibition, but it's not like that at all, is it?
No, it's not like that at all. As you can really see, a lot of the exhibits are more from the exotic rather than the erotic, but all the erotic ones are tongue-in-cheek and a lot of fun.
Marilyn, I'm now standing in front of your sculpture. It's a clay sculpture called Anaya, the torso of a beautiful African lady. Tell me about this piece and why you chose to portray this woman.
They've got such beautiful faces, beautiful bodies. They're just such attractive people that I do enjoy doing them. But I do other work as well. I like to get the feelings across of the people I do, try and express more feeling than anything else, so that people look at it, it can relate, and people get feelings back from what I do.
So now we'll just walk over. On the other side of the room, we have Christine's piece called Beach Babe. Yours is quite similar. It's still a torso of a woman. Explain this one to me.
Well, basically, I really love the female form, and I've done a collection of females and female torsos because I love the energy that they portray. She's more the exotic rather than the erotic, even though she's only has a sarong around her. But I just really enjoy that feminine energy that comes from my work.
It's gorgeous, and both of your works are similar in that it is portraying the female form and the power of the female form and the beauty of the female form. But looking around the room, do you have any other favourites? There's quite a few quirky ones.
There are a lot of quirky ones that are a lot of fun, actually. I love some of the paintings as well, because this is open to all media. We have a selection of paintings as well.
So just because it's 50 Shades of Clay, there's more than clay here?
There definitely is. We thought we'd use that play on words, which is great and current at the moment, as you know. But yes, there is a lot of mixed media here as well, so caters for all tastes.
Do you have a personal favourite? Of course, your own.
My personal favourite, in the paintings, I actually really love the Dreamy Nights paintings. I think they're very tasteful and beautiful, and again, that real feminine energy that comes from those. With regard to the sculptures, I really enjoy the quirkiness of A Little Frill. I think she's rather gorgeous, by artist Rosalind Curry.
And this one's a bit cheeky. It looks like, to me, is it a burlesque dancer or from the cabaret era?
Yes, it could be, because she's got a bit of a corset on there, hasn't she? And bending over and in a rather interesting...
In a provocative manner.
Provocative manner, absolutely.
And what about you, Marilyn? Do you have a favourite?
I tend to like this one of Diane's over here, Diane O'Neill. The lady with the ice cream. She's a chubby lady she's just dipped her finger into the ice cream and is really enjoying that. I think it's a very, very attractive piece and happy piece.
Just finally, what would you say to someone who is thinking of coming along, someone who perhaps is involved in the arts or not involved in the arts? What would they expect, and what would you say?
I'd encourage everybody to come along just to appreciate the diversity of the art that's here, and something that is a little bit different that you're not going to see everywhere else. And also to have a fun time because of the great entertainment value as well. So we always have a great fun time at these exhibitions of the erotic exotic, so I'd invite everyone to come along.